In today's video, I bring you two remarkable stories from Padre Pio's confessional that revealed profound truths about the sacrament of penance. Stay tuned to find out. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our stories. Our first story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, My Father, by Father Pierino Galeone. In this account, Father Galeone recalls an unusual moment when he witnessed Padre Pio transfigured. He saw our Lord Jesus Christ in the confessional where, just a moment ago, Padre Pio had been sitting. Listen to this. One day, Padre Pio was in the confessional hearing confessions. There were many men standing in line awaiting their turn. However, this time around, Padre Pio did not close the curtains, as demonstrated in this photograph, so Father Galeone could clearly see Padre Pio from where he was standing in the church. As Father Galeone was reading the breviary, he would lift his head from time to time to catch a glance of Padre Pio. At one point, something caught his attention. A man entered the church through the small door. Father Galeone describes the man as handsome, with small black eyes, gray hair, wearing a dark jacket and long trousers. Father Galeone, not wanting to distract himself from his prayers, lowered his head and resumed reciting his prayers. However, an inner voice didn't let him be at peace. It urged him, "Stop and look." So he stopped praying and turned his gaze towards Padre Pio. The handsome man who had just entered was standing in front of the confessional. After a penitent had left, the man immediately slipped inside, skipping the queue. However, it seemed that no one noticed. Furthermore, the man remained standing instead of kneeling down. Could this mysterious man have been the devil who came to mock Padre Pio, or the sacrament of confession, or both? Now here's where it gets truly fascinating. After a few minutes, Father Galeone looked again and saw the handsome man seemingly penetrating the ground. Inside the confessional where Padre Pio was sitting, he now saw Jesus instead of Padre Pio. He describes Jesus as blonde, young, and beautiful, and he seemed fixed on the man who penetrated the ground. After witnessing this, Father Galeone sees Padre Pio reappear, still resembling the appearance of Jesus. It's only after a few moments that he clearly sees Padre Pio in his chair again. Father Galeone concludes his testimony. No one noticed this event, and we all remained where we were. It's quite evident to me that Father Galeone was blessed to witness an extraordinary event, leaving no doubt that Jesus was indeed present in the confessional with Padre Pio. However, I'd like to emphasize that Jesus is always present in the sacrament of confession. As we should all know, it is Jesus, not the priest, who forgives our sins. As Jesus told Saint Faustina, "When you approach the confessional, know this, that I myself am waiting there for you. I am only hidden by the priest, but I myself act in your soul." Our next story is sourced from the book Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, The Greatest Wonder Worker of the 20th Century by Father Karl Wagner. It revolves around a man who, despite approaching the sacrament of confession, would not confess all his sins. Father Wagner recounts, "A man waiting for confession said to the others in a low voice, 'When I confess, I never tell all my sins. After all, the priest doesn't need to know everything.' He attempted the same with Padre Pio. However, the Holy Capuchin posed a probing question, 'And the other sins?' The man fell silent. Padre Pio continued, "Ah, you are ashamed to confess your sins, but you had no shame committing them." Padre Pio began to recount all his sins, one by one, even mentioning the sins the man had long forgotten. "You confessed sacrilegiously 5 times. God is more merciful to you than to Judas. Go, prepare well, and then come back to me." Father Wagner recounts that the man couldn't contain his tears. He returned later and made a general confession. End of story. Now, I might be preaching to the choir, as they say, but there is truly no point in withholding sins during confession. I've heard on several occasions that priests often simply forget what the penitent had told them after pronouncing the formula of absolution. Besides, there is nothing we can hide from God anyway. When we confess, we are confessing to our Lord Jesus Christ. The priest we are speaking to is in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. This is not merely some interpretation of the sacrament, it is a fact. To encourage all of you watching not to withhold any sins in confession, let me share an interesting anecdote from the life of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, a 17th century French nun to whom Jesus revealed and encouraged devotion to his Sacred Heart. Feeling the need for spiritual guidance, St. Margaret approached St. Claude de la Colombière. She explained that Jesus had appeared to her and expressed her desire for his spiritual guidance. However, St. Claude was more than skeptical. He replied, "If Jesus appears to you again, ask him what the last mortal sin was that I confessed. If you can tell me that, then I will be your spiritual director." As it turned out, St. Margaret Mary did see Jesus again, and asked him that very question. Jesus responded in 3 words, "I don't remember." Needless to say, St. Claude became her spiritual director, because he knew one fundamental thing about the Lord's mercy. Once a sin is forgiven, it is gone forever. I would like to ask you, our viewers, have you ever experienced something profound in the confessional? If you have, please share your testimony in the comments section below. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find a link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.